104.7, Andy and Mel, morning. It is 7:04. We are going to top out today at 32. Not too shabby. We should get a little melting done. Hopefully, I don't have to shovel much.
That'd be nice, right?
Yeah. And the skating rink in our parking lot can go away.
Wow. It's slick.
There were footprints in the frozen slush when I got on my truck this morning. I didn't notice them yesterday because the parking lot was still covered with snow. But there were, and they might have even been mine because they were big footprints.
Could be.
I wear 13s and they look like the same shape as my loafers. So
if I had ice skates, we could go ice skate out there.
Good. Yeah, absolutely could. So I had been asking people to send me what their go-to drink in the morning is. To text it to me, am@hot1047.com. And because I have good news for one of the answers I knew I was going to get. And I was right. I got that as the number one answer. Some of the others we got, though, were kind of interesting. Water.
Which is such a good idea.
I try to remember to down a bottle of water. Like a 10 or 16 ounce bottle, whichever one happens to be in the drawer, down that first thing in the morning. Because you're always super thirsty, but you usually go for something you shouldn't have when you're super thirsty.
I know. I wish I would remember to do that because it's so good for you.
Coffee, obviously. Some tea, chai tea.
Mm, yummy.
V8 Fusion.
Mm.
But the number one answer, predictably, was Mountain Dew.
It seems to be a go-to.
It's breakfast pop.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make you burp as much.
It's it goes down a little easier.
Yeah.
Than other types of soda.
Mm-hmm. So it's not as carbonated.
Not as heavily, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic news for you Mountain Dew drinkers. There is going to be a Mountain Dew breakfast energy drink.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be called Kickstart. A mix of Mountain Dew and then either orange juice or fruit punch in a 16-ounce can. And, of course, heavily caffeinated. They're promising it's not an energy drink. They want you to think of it as more of a juice, not a Red Bull. Mm. It does have, I was mistaken. It has less caffeine than an energy drink does.
Okay.
And because it has 5% juice, it's legally classified as a juice.
You only need 5% juice to be a juice?
I guess. Well, that sounds kind of good though, doesn't it? Half Mountain Dew, half orange juice?
Never tried it before, but I kind of want to.
I kind of do too.
Should go right up to the store.
Yeah, it might not be a bad idea either.
That sounds kind of yummy.
It does. It'll have 80 calories, 92 milligrams of caffeine, not grams of caffeine. That'd be kind of a lot.
I'm also thinking vodka would sound good with that.
That'd be about a little more, the same amount of Mountain Dew would have 72 milligrams. Red Bull has 160 milligrams.
Yowza.
A Starbucks coffee has 330 milligrams of caffeine.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No wonder we like our coffee so much.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm sure not all coffee is the same, but wow, that's a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is ingenious. It's horribly illegal, but ingenious at the same time. Yesterday, in Great Falls, Montana, you would have been watching the Steve Wilkos show.
Okay.
He was the bodyguard for Jerry Springer, who basically did his own Jerry Springer show.
Okay.
When all of a sudden, those EAS tones that we all know and love started going off.
You're thinking, oh, okay, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, here was the audio that came across the TV.
Civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living. Follow the messages on screen that will be updated as information becomes available. Do not attempt to approach or apprehend these bodies as they are considered extremely dangerous.
Whoa. Somebody's in trouble.
It is so illegal.
You can't do that.
To do hoaxes. This dates all the way back to the War of the Worlds and Orson Welles back in like the 30s or 40s. I don't remember when it happened exactly, but that's when the FCC made the hoax rule.
Exactly.
That says we cannot trick you into thinking something dangerous is happening. Plus, they did it over the emergency alert system, which is even worse.
And they broke into it. Yeah. Like, there's federal laws.
Yeah. That's why there were probably a couple people who were grabbing their bug out bags.
Seriously.
And their guns and heading to their bunker.
That is a bad
deal. Especially in Montana.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody's in so much trouble.
whoever did it is going to be in a lot of trouble. I hope the station doesn't get in trouble because it was obviously a prank.
Yeah, they can't. I don't think they can get in trouble
for
that.
Well, I mean, who knows? But they issued an apology on their website. They got hacked. Someone hacked in and did this. The message did not originate from KRTV, and there is no emergency. Our engineers are investigating to determine what happened and if it affected any other media outlets. Because, I don't know if it's, I don't think it's us. I think it's KSOAM is like the first,
carrier?
Or the, I can't remember how they're classified, but basically they're like the hub for all emergency alerts in our area. And then when, like, if we issue a test, it'll show up on other, it won't necessarily go over the air, but it will cable. Like if you have Mid-Continent, you'll see it go over
all of them
that someone is issuing an alert or whatever. And it's not all of them. It's just some of them. But anyway, So, whoever did it did something incredibly illegal. I don't know what the fine or prison time is for it, but...
they're in trouble.
Yeah. I hope the TV station doesn't get in trouble.
I don't think so.
I hope they don't.
It wasn't their fault.
Well, you could say it was their fault because it wasn't secured enough to not get hacked.
Well, it might have been secured enough. This person could have just been that tricky.
Well, yeah, that's also possibly true. But anyway, I still thought it was amusing that someone hacked in and issued a zombie alert.
It's funny, but oh my God, somebody's in trouble.
Yeah, that would have made me poop my pants a little bit.
I probably would have, my first reaction would have been, what? And then I would have started laughing because I would have known that
was
a joke.
The other thing too is the voice on there was not quite right.
Yeah, you could tell.
It sounded like a guy who lives in his mom's basement, who's been playing Halo all day.
I mean, doesn't it kind of sound like that?
Civil authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
Like they had a Halloween voice changer.
Yeah, because the normal EAS tests are...
It's a robot voice.
Yeah. We are issuing an alert. Like, it sounds
Mom,
like...
Mom, could you please make me another Hot Pocket?
It puts the lotion on
and
the skin.
Bring me some more Mountain Dew. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:20. We're going to top out at 32 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
screw Valentine's Day. I'm just waiting for the discounted chocolate on February 15th.
Yeah, me too. So... we have some big news to share coming up into the show today.
Yes, we do.
We will share that after Heroes of the Day coming up at around 9:50 this morning. Also, we've got more Bitterball tickets to give away. It's a fun party we have every year on Valentine's Day. You win a ticket from us, you'll get drinks for you and up to four friends, two free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We give away a ton of prizes, including some cash,
jewelry.
Lots of stuff. You can also go to hot1047.com right now, sign up for the VIP lounge and get your tickets instantly, or just listen to win them from us. So, we also have our list of the top five most romantic movies ever.
Mm-hmm. Your list and
coming
my
up,
list.
Yeah, our lists.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. I also have a list of the 10 types of clothing that turn women off and that turn men off.
Interesting.
Got this from the Daily Mail. Here are the ones that turn women off.
Okay.
The most.
All right.
Number 10, boat shoes, a.k.a. deck shoes, topsiders, docksiders, whatever.
Are they the same as the toe shoes?
No, boat shoes. You know what boat shoes are, don't you?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I've
seen them.
They're
kind of a super low-top canvas-y, kind of like a Chuck Taylor, but really low, and usually they don't have laces.
Oh, kind of like a loafer?
You don't know what boat shoes are?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like a loafer?
Just Google it.
Okay.
Beanie hats was number 9.
Oh, I kind of like beanie hats, though.
They're a turnoff. Number 8, t-shirts with hilarious slogans on them.
That's a turnoff? Who wrote this list?
I don't know. It's from the Daily Mail.
Okay.
My brother used to have one.
Oh, I know what boat shoes are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like a loafer.
Yeah.
Okay. They're fine.
But not like a dress loafer.
Some of them can be.
Whatever.
Okay.
No, these are loafers.
Yours is the dressier loafer, yes.
My brother used to have a t-shirt that said, "You'll do."
Oh. Yeah, I'd still probably laugh at that.
Novelty sweaters was number 7. Football jerseys was number 6.
Really?
Unless you're at a football game.
Yeah, I mean, if you wear it every single day, yeah. I'd be like, really, dude?
Yeah,
I
mean, pretty sure if you're going to the mall wearing a football jersey.
Pretty sure you can find a button-up shirt there in your closet.
Or if you're a high school football player on a Friday, well, you're excused.
You have to wear it then.
Well, you don't have to. But,
you should.
Well, whatever.
School spirit.
Number 5, Hawaiian shirts.
Agreed, 1,000%. Unless you're in Hawaii, do not wear them.
Now, where's the line on this?
Or
like, is every Tommy Bahama shirt a bad idea? Does that count? Because I have shirts like that, and they're just incredibly comfortable.
Some guys down the hall would probably not like this conversation.
2 doors down, that's all they wear.
I know. But
number 4, Crocs.
Yeah, agreed with that one. That should be higher on the list.
Number 3, sandals.
Toe shoes.
With the toe shoes? Leather straps.
Oh, yeah, I hate those. And then they wear the socks with them.
Yeah, that's Number 2, an adult onesie.
What?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me?
An adult onesie.
Who wears that?
I didn't make it up. I'm just laying it out there for
you.
Well,
that's definitely a turnoff. Yeah. What?
And the number 1 turnoff article of clothing for women, mesh see-through top.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Yeah. Oh, but the guys have their list, too.
Okay.
Of the...
I can't wait to see how many things I wear all the time.
Number 10, leggings.
Sometimes I wear them.
Number 9, sneakers.
Really? See, that's why I don't wear sneakers.
Hot pants was number 8.
I don't think I have hot pants.
Number 7, high-waisted pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The 90s mom jeans, is that what those are?
Yeah. Okay. The ones that go past your belly button?
Yeah. Those were big in the 90s.
Well, yeah, in the 90s. And they were still ugly in the 90s.
I watched Ace Ventura Pet Detective on demand the other day. Courtney Cox's pants go up to almost her boobs. Yeah, they're really high.
Yowza.
Number 6, Uggs.
Hate Uggs. I know there's a lot of girls listening right now that wear Uggs, but I do not like them.
Guys don't care for them.
Well, ladies, stop wearing them.
I don't like them.
I don't like them at all.
But if you just like them because they're comfortable, hey, go for it. Because I like wearing my Hawaiian shirt because it's comfortable. It's a nice one, though. It's not just the dumb flower.
I will say the sparkly Uggs are okay.
Number 5, fur or fake fur. Number 4, oh, I'm all about this one, animal prints. Yeah, I know.
Making sure I wasn't wearing any.
You wear animal print all the time, and to me...
Pretty often,
I guess. Animal print says trashy. Well, that's the first thing that pops into my head when I see it.
It depends on how you wear it.
It doesn't matter how it's worn or where it's worn. I see animal print, I think trashy. That's just what pops into my head.
Zebra is trashy.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, the leopard print definitely is.
Depends on how it's worn. If it's like Pig Bundy shirt, yeah, that's trashy. Okay. But if it's like just a little tank top underneath, that's not trashy.
Number 3, same as the men, Crocs.
Ugh.
Number Crocs. 2, an adult onesie.
What?
I don't know where these adult onesies are coming from.
What? I've never even heard of them.
Now, this came from the Daily Mail, so maybe it's a British thing. And the number 1 turnoff for guys, jumpsuits.
I agree with that.
A la the Kardashian jumpsuit.
Do not own one, so...
Am I thinking of the right thing?
It's like a shorts, all together, one outfit, shirt, shorts, jumpsuit type thing.
Are they kind of look like sweatpants and...
No, they're not that long.
Okay. I'll have to Google.
Yeah.
Just like you had to Google on the boat shoes.
Well, I know what they are now.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got more tickets to the Bitterball coming up. Also, each of our list of the top 5 most romantic movies ever. That is next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:41, topping out at 32 today. And we got to get you a number to crack the vault. Number today is 72. Know all three numbers on Friday, you'll win a $50 party tab to the vault. Today's number, again, is 72. So, Mel and I decided to come up with our own list.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day coming up. Bitter Ball coming up on Thursday as well, which honestly is more important than Valentine's Day.
Yep.
More fun.
Way more fun.
And cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
Spending a bunch of money on Valentine's Day. That's at Bucks on Thursday night. You can get your tickets right now at hot1047.com. There's a link up towards the top that says Bitterball Tickets. You can get them right away. Or you can win them from us. Just keep listening for that. Our list of the top five most romantic movies for Valentine's Day. Mel, go ahead with your number five.
Number five is 16 Candles.
16 Candles, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember how that one goes.
Molly Ringwald in it.
I know Molly Ringwald's in
she,
it.
She, you know, has
isn't
this
Ducky
big,
in it? What's his name from Two and a Half Men?
She has this big crush on him, and then no Ducky. No, he's not. That's the other one. I can't think of that. Pretty in Pink.
Oh, okay.
No, she has a crush on Jake on there, and
yeah,
and then he realizes that he likes her too, and then they end up together at the end on her 16th birthday.
And it's horribly predictable and lame.
It's beautiful.
My number five is just slightly older than that movie.
Okay.
Not a lot older, but actually about 3 years older, if I remember right. My number five most romantic movie of all time is... Where the hell is the button? Oh, there it is. It was right in front of me.
You got buttons, huh? That's romantic?
Star Wars Episode VI, Return of the Jedi.
I fail to see the romance.
Well, at the end, Han Solo finds out that Luke and Leia are brother and sister, which clears the way for him to hook up with Leia in her gold bikini. He had a big smile on his face. How does it get more romantic than that?
I am shaking my head right now at you.
How is that not romantic?
I think I just threw up a little bit.
Okay, go with your number four.
Number four, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It's not a romantic title, but they end up falling in love.
Yeah, all of yours are really predictable. And very implausible.
Nuh-uh.
Now, I did see that movie. Did Matthew McConaughey, was he like in a bet? Is that why he kept sticking with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then, she was basically in a bet to try and ditch him.
She was writing an article.
Yeah. And so she...
How to Lose a Guy in 10
Days. They both
had
a motive to stay...
Yeah.
Or she had a motive to dump him and he had a motive to stay with her. So it was just...
And then
or for him to break up with her.
And they end up falling in love.
Yeah. My number four movie is There's Something About Mary.
Well, it is a love story.
Yeah.
An odd one.
And funny, too.
Yeah.
Bunch of dudes all stalking Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Especially the hair gel part. That was funny.
And the one guy breaks out in hives the closer he gets to her. All right. Your number three, Mel.
Number three, Sweet Home Alabama.
That is a horrible movie.
What? What?
I was expecting a little more quality out of your list, honestly.
You asked for romantic movies. I love them.
Not
movie.
Cheesy romantic comedies.
Well, those are the ones I like.
Okay.
Yours, Star Wars? Come on.
My number three.
Not romantic.
Is The Rock.
The Rock. Like the one where they're on Alcatraz or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage.
Where is there even a female in that cast?
Yeah.
There is?
Nicolas Cage's girlfriend.
Oh.
Not only does Nicolas Cage save the city of San Francisco from annihilation by a biological weapon, he saves his girlfriend and fiance too. And their baby.
You need
he
to
did it for the woman he loves.
You need to stop your list right now.
Your number two then.
Number two is Dirty Dancing.
Okay, that's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good movie.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to watch it now.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody does.
My number two is Die Hard.
Die Hard? What? Die Hard.
Well, John McClane and his wife Holly are estranged.
Yeah.
She's not even using his last name anymore. She's going by Holly Gennaro.
Uh-huh.
And so he flies out for Christmas to see the kids and goes by her workplace where they're having the Christmas party. And they're just kind of, you know, awkward, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the terrorist attack.
Yeah.
And he saves the Nakatomi building and his wife. Actually, his wife almost fell out a window and he saved her life.
Yeah.
What's more romantic than that?
Wow.
He saved her life.
I don't think anybody's going to watch Die Hard on Valentine's Day.
Of course, after Die Hard 2, they split up again. So. Yeah.
See?
Okay.
Not so much there.
Mel, you're number one.
Well, it's pretty predictable. The Notebook.
Okay.
Well, it is.
Yeah, because that could happen.
How could that not happen?
I've never seen it. I don't even know what it's about.
You haven't seen The Notebook?
I have no idea what the movie's even about.
OMG.
All I know is it's Ryan Gosling and some chick, and chicks love it. I have never seen it.
Movie.
Okay.
It's such a good movie.
My number one romantic movie.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm waiting.
The Shawshank Redemption.
What?
I don't care what movie list it is. Shawshank Redemption's number one.
Oh my God.
Doesn't matter what it's
There's
about.
There's no women in that one either.
Oh, is it a dead wife?
Okay.
I don't think you ever see her face. I'm trying to
the
think.
The Shawshank Redemption. That is your number one most
it's the best movie of
movie
all time.
Ever.
You can't go wrong with watching The Shawshank Redemption like on a date. You know, if you're watching movies. Shawshank Redemption. I don't care what the movie list is. Shawshank Redemption's always number one.
No, not
Period.
In this
End of story.
One. Not in this one. God, you're such a guy. You could have turned on a little romance in this list.
I did. There's something about Mary.
Oh, yeah.
I had a love story in there.
In a stocking.
And I thought about Happy Gilmore, but that one just didn't seem plausible.
We got tweeted at us 50 First Dates.
50 First Dates is one of my favorites, too.
It's pretty funny. I watched that the other day.
I got another text that says, say anything, John Cusack, or he's holding up the jukebox. Or not jukebox. Boombox.
Jukebox would be so heavy.
Yeah, he's holding a Wurlitzer up in the air.
I do like Say Anything, but it's not my favorite.
Kids, if you don't know what a jukebox is, Wikipedia that. It'll have a picture for you. How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is, let's see here, 7:56 up to 32 today. Our lists of the five most romantic movies of all time. I don't know. I'm getting a lot of love for my list.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. I got a text here that says, after I open attachment, I agree. Shawshank Redemption is my favorite movie by far, and I am a female.
It's a love
story of friendship between Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins.
I got several that said that you're dumb.
I got another text that says, what about the sisters? Shawshank Redemption. If you haven't seen the movie, that isn't funny. But
and said that they loved my number one.
A bunch of people started calling in after this, so let's go there. Let's see. Erica is on the phone. How are you, Erica?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I have to say, when you were getting ready to say your number one movie, romantic movie, I had said Shawshank Redemption out loud. Because I knew you were going to say it, and then when you said it, I seriously was laughing to the point I like had to pull over.
That's awesome.
Well, you can't go wrong with Shawshank, though, ever, can you?
Like, no. I seriously could watch it at least once a month.
It's like a great CD. It's like your favorite CD. You can just watch it over and over and over, and it's always great.
I'm not disagreeing that movie is great, because it is, but it is not the number one most romantic movie ever.
Well, romantic, you know, in a literary sense, doesn't always mean it's about romance.
Oh, but, my God.
You see the friendship that's there. That's
it's a bromance.
It is a bromance.
Totally. Between Andy and Red.
There you go.
It's such a romantic movie.
This is such a bromance right now. I want to hit you in the face.
Thank you for the call, Erica.
Thanks, Andy.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with The Shawshank Redemption. I don't care what the list is of movies.
Please
number
stop.
One. I got another one that you might, I think you would buy this one. It's not as much of a reach as some of mine were.
Yours were a reach.
Armageddon. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with that one.
Okay. That movie made me cry.
It's pretty awesome.
When Bruce Willis gives himself up for the greater good.
I don't think it's a spoiler and alert anymore. I mean, that movie's been out for a while.
He's 15 years old.
Yeah, you can say what happened now.
I dare you to yell at me for ruining Armageddon for you.
I'm not yelling at you.
Actors
at all
in that movie have died since it came out.
I am totally fine with you spoiler alerting that one.
Yeah. let's see here. Aaron is on the phone. How are you, Aaron?
Not too bad. You know, you could pick just about half of any of Nicolas Cage's movies. Because he's got that one where he gives half of his lottery ticket to the waitress and they fall in love.
Oh, yeah.
Then he's got Con Air, you know.
Oh, yeah, Con Air! That's even more romantic than The Rock, now that I think about it. I've just seen The Rock more times. He's getting out of prison. He's going home to see his wife and baby girl.
Well, yeah, and he was protecting her in the parking lot when he got accused of murder.
Yeah, he went to prison for his wife. How much more romantic do you want, Mel?
Oh, baby, oh, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another one that he was in, too. And
City of Angels?
City of Angels is.
But that wasn't as good as Con Air. Well, thanks for the call, Aaron. Have a good one. Yeah, Aaron calls us every day from a wind tunnel.
Yeah, I wish that he'd had better,
I don't know.
In something inside his vehicle, soundproofing.
Yeah. Someone has asked us to repeat our lists.
Oh, okay.
We will repeat our lists here. Oh, I got one other text I want to read. Props to Andy for never being forced to watch The Notebook by a female.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, you got to stand up for yourself, men.
You really should watch The Notebook.
You
got
to stand up for yourself.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
You should watch Jaws. You're missing out on an American movie classic.
I don't like it.
Okay. It's a classic.
I don't like it.
We will repeat our lists coming up next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.